The Parliamentary Speaker Bronwyn Bishop has agreed to repay taxpayers $5,000 she spent on a chartered helicopter flight last year. The trip attracted criticism not just because it was a helicopter from Melbourne to Geelong, but it was also to a Liberal Party fundraiser. Julie Bishop says her understanding is the travel was conducted within the rules. Nevertheless, she will reimburse the full cost. Labor doesn't think that's enough. Manager of opposition business spokesperson Tony Burke said yesterday, quote, "No one makes an honest mistake to accidentally turn up to a Liberal Party fundraiser by helicopter." Michelle Grattan joins us now. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, it may be within the rules, but clearly it shouldn't be. I guess what part of catching a taxpayer-funded helicopter to a Liberal Party fundraiser could Bronwyn Bishop possibly have thought was okay?
Well, it does seem really, really bizarre. And remember that the rules were looked at relatively recently after a few more minor scandals about people going to weddings and so on. And there has been a fine put in if people act outside those rules. I guess it's always a bit of a matter of discretion, and one would think that any politician would think that this was entirely inappropriate. The only upside in all this is that at least these expenses are disclosed later and are picked up by the media, and politicians who act in this sort of way are hugely embarrassed and, of course, end up having to pay back the money. So the check of publicity is in the system, but the system does seem very odd and arbitrary on occasion.
Wide open, I think most people would say. Michelle, earlier on the program, we heard from the President of the Business Council of Australia, Catherine Livingstone. She's berating our political leaders this week for lack of cohesion and courage. She said, in fact, this week had seen a real low point for political leadership in Australia. That's what she told us.
That is the essence of the low point. The fact that we have, first of all, a discussion on what we need, a comprehensive review of our tax system. And then as soon as it becomes hard, everyone retreats to what they won't do, rather than saying our role as leaders is to make sure that we have a well-informed debate, making sure the community is informed, and then we take the proposals to the community in an election.
BCA President Catherine Livingstone speaking to us earlier. Michelle, you've written today, "We are particularly unlucky with our current national leaders. Both seem happier playing in the negatives." Are we constrained by what's possible by the leaders we have, Michelle, or is the system the problem? By that, I guess I mean all of us.
I think it's something of both. I think the media cycle, the fact that negative politics has been very successful for Tony Abbott, and he continues to play it. But also, of course, he's now in a phase where he's very, very cautious because of his so-called near-death experience early in the year. I think that Bill Shorten has taken over some of this style of negativity, and has seen, because the government has looked to be vulnerable, that maybe it's best to play on the ground of trying to exploit the negatives rather than be more positive. All these things have contributed, and we are just in this bad stage of politics. To get reform, you really do need leadership from the top, and people who are willing to take a risk, and a balance between partisanship and bipartisanship. And that balance, of course, is always difficult to strike.
Difficult to strike, and particularly difficult right now. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University. And if you want to listen to our interview, if you missed it, with the BCA President Catherine Livingstone, head to our website, abc.net.au/rn.